Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Kim Spillers.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
You bet. And of course, for the golfers especially, we want to talk about the golf tournament that's coming up.
Well, it is that time of year for golf tournaments,
isn't it?
Everybody has a golf tournament, and Lullaby Foundation this will be our seventh year of having.
Oh, really?
Yes, it's been a number of years now and very successful. One of the wonderful things, there's a bunch of wonderful things about our Lullaby golf tournament, but our support from outside Cass County is phenomenal. We have a sponsor from Clarinda. We have just out of the area people who are supporting the Lullaby Foundation and our work, and that's very gratifying, and we appreciate that.
Well, Lullaby Foundation started in Atlantic, but it has been the goal to get outside of Atlantic, and obviously you have.
Yes, we have, as a matter of fact. We Lullaby will support financially children right now in the Atlantic Community School District. That's where our funds are dedicated. In fact, just this week, we had a request from Jennifer Gasser, who is the music instructor at the high school, vocal music instructor, and she asked for some money for a young man to be able to go to Allstate Music Camp. He's apparently a great singer and would really love to make Allstate, and she said this would be a sweet dream for him to be able to attend camp so that perhaps his dream of attending Allstate, being part of an Allstate group, would come true. He's an 11th grader, so we're excited for that.
You bet. And it's a really great example of just one of the many things that I know the Lullaby Foundation has done and can do. So, but we need to just remind people of the Lullaby Foundation mission or purpose.
The mission of the Lullaby Foundation is to level the playing field for children. There is a relatively high amount of financial need here in Atlantic and in Southwest Iowa, and families just can't afford to do things like band camps or music camps or things like that. A cheerleading uniform was one of our fall requests for a ninth grader so that she could be part of the cheer squad. We never know who the child is, but anyone in the community is welcome to go to the lullabyfoundation.org website. There is a link there called Sweet Dreams, and there's a form. You fill it out online. It's so easy. It would take you maybe 3 minutes to fill it out. Click submit. It comes to my email, and we will see whether or not it meets our guidelines. The guidelines are really easy. It's for a student. It doesn't have to be a student who's in school. It has to be a child in the Atlantic Community School District. And if it's less than $200, we normally will go ahead and write a check, have a check written to the person who submitted the request, a community mentor. We frequently get them from the school because the school sees kids most.
But it could be a neighbor.
It could be you. Yes, yeah. It could be you, Chris, could be Rick, could be anybody who knows of a need here in a child's life and wants to help them fulfill a sweet dream.
And sometimes those kinds of needs kind of slip through the cracks. They kind of, you know, not everybody knows about them, but you see this need for a child. It's really, I guess, gratifying to know that you've made this pretty simple and a way that a child can be helped.
Yes, and in the course, we were founded in 2006 by the Reverend Dennis and Sally Meyer, and since 2006, we've given away more than $80,000 to area children. It's
amazing.
It is pretty amazing, and that's why we have the golf tournament, is because that's our biggest fundraiser of the year, and we still have spots for sponsors and just a few for teams. It is Saturday, July 18th. It's going to be here at our Atlantic Golf and Country Club. What you do is you just give me a shout, 712-250-0275. It's on our lullabyfoundation.org website. There's a link there, so you just reach out, or our board members are Claire and Diane Ocker. You can get hold of Deb Schuler, Clint and Angie Wepler, Frank Spillers, Jan Highfill, or Pam and Mike Amstein. And they will be sure and get a form. I've got one in my hand here. So if anybody wants to play and would like to sponsor, it's $125 for a four-person team, $275 for a whole sponsor, and $350 for a team entry and a whole sponsor. The two higher donations get you a sign on the golf course so that your person, your individual, your business can get some extra advertising.
a good way to be recognized in the community, to participate then as a sponsor or as your team. And I'm guessing, even though this is a fundraiser, you found some way to give some prizes.
Yes, we have, and we're very excited. This year we have we're shooting for four foursomes. We still have to hear back about one of them. Our wonderful Atlantic Golf and Country Club is donating a foursome, so that is much appreciated to Cheryl Dusenberry and the board. Thank you very much. With Lake Panorama, that national golf course, they've done this for several years, and they are again contributing a foursome. And the newest one that I'm very excited to announce is actually for people who have ever wanted to golf at Wakanda Golf and Country Club in Des Moines. They have gifted us a foursome, and we will be just thrilled to give away some lucky person. That if you don't know where Wakanda is, it's where the Principal Charity Golf Classic was just held. And so
if you are a golfer, you better do your best, because look at those. You can just keep on golfing and on some really great golf courses.
Yes, and we're waiting for one more prize to be awarded to us, but looking forward to that one as well.
Is there a deadline for registering?
We'd really like to know by the end of June. That would be really helpful for us, just to make, especially if you're a new sponsor, so that we can make sure that your sign gets printed. So yes, I would say by June 30th.
Okay, and also to sign up to play.
Yes, definitely. Absolutely. Can I run through our quick thank you list of sponsors? We have time to do that.
Sure.
I'd like to thank our current sponsors are Dennis and Sally Meyer, Stuart Dusenberry, Mutual of Omaha, Clint and Angie Wepler, Wells Fargo, Dr. Mike and Pam Amstein. This is the Jim and Gert Hunt Memorial Golf Tournament, and so the children of Jim and Gert Hunt always contribute and sponsor a hole, and so we're very grateful to all of them. We have Smith Vending in Clarinda, Sontag Development, Holy Trinity Church, Partners Insurance, Commonwealth Electric, Snyder & Associates, Rolling Hills Bank & Trust, OSI Oakland, Uptown Staffing, that's out of Council Bluffs, the Atlantic News Telegraph, the Waldinger Corporation, Dave and Jan Heifel and Silpata Jewelry, Kiwanis, our local Kiwanis, and then we are expanding, actually, and starting a satellite in Illinois, because that's where Dennis and Sally Meyer have retired. Our first satellite is opening up right now, and so we in Illinois, Lake County, Illinois, and so we have our newest sponsorship is from there.
Excellent. And I know that's been a dream to, as I say, early on, I remember hearing you talk about you wanted this to be national and perhaps international. But sometimes, you know, those don't just kind of fall out of the sky. You have to work at them for a while.
You do, actually. And a lot of it's all relationship building. And so now that Dennis and Sally have moved over to Illinois, they're very involved in their granddaughter's school district. And so their board is now fully supportive and excited. They've had their first fundraiser over there, and we'll see where that goes. But yes, need for children is universal. And this is one way, and we decided several years ago to kind of niche ourselves differently than any other giving organization in the area. So Lullaby approaches children's needs from a different standpoint. It's very individual. It's one-on-one.
Not like giving money to this group and that group, because
yes,
they're doing good work with children.
Absolutely.
But they have other kind of sources of funds. And so one-on-one.
Yes, one-on-one. We want to help one child at a time have a sweet dream to level the playing field.
I'm just wondering, do you have a scrapbook? Somehow you must be keeping records. I just think those stories, and you've been in existence how long?
Since 2006, so 9 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, another 4 or 5 years, and many of those children will have gone out into the world,
yes,
and who knows what will have happened.
And hopefully their sweet dream will encourage them to go on and pay it forward as well.
Yes. So very good. So again, if you want information about the golf tournament, or if you want information about Sweet Dreams or anything related to Lullaby Foundation, it's lullabyfoundation.org.
Yes, ma'am.
And by the way, you can come by and visit with Kim this week, Thursday night at Produce in the Park, because she'll be there. And they're also making bubbles for the kids, all sizes of bubbles.
It's going to be fun.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so if you don't know Kim, don't know the Lullaby Foundation, that would be a good chance. 4:30 to 6:30 at Atlantic City Park for the Produce in the Park. Come and see Kim and learn more about the Lullaby Foundation.
And thank you to everyone for keeping an eye out for kids who need a sweet dream fulfilled.
You bet. Till next time, here's a thought. Great beauty, great strength, and great riches are really and truly of no great use. A right heart exceeds all. Benjamin Franklin.